Open Doors, written by Bessemer Process and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sheridan was 10 years younger the last time they did this, back on Io, before the Warlons and the Psycho and President Clark. Back before they were traitors or terrorists or freedom fighters or righteous warriors. Before he'd hung up his uniform jacket. Before. Ivanova doesn't make a sound coming into his room. She knows more about this station than he ever will, more about its security than Garibaldi ever has. This station is more hers than anyone else's, or perhaps she is more its. Either way, when the time comes, he'll hand her the reins of power and know he's left Babylon 5 in safe hands. She'd said, when they'd started this again, that she wasn't going to ask his permission. He knows all he has to do to refuse is set out dinner, talk about the day. Tonight, though, tonight, he needs to be reminded that he is human. That he hasn't turned his back on his planet, on his species, on his family. That in the end, his actions will save his people, all people. He knows she'll come here tonight. It's all in the eyebrows and the tone with Ivanova, and it was one of those days. He'd turned down the lights when he came back to his quarters, stripped away his day and his uniform, and climbed into bed. She's next to him, naked, not 15 minutes later. They don't talk, not in bed. Outside, yes, in the commissary, in his living room, in CNC or the park. They talk about the station, they talk about the aliens, they talk about the oncoming war. In bed, they touch. Fingertips on warm skin, his nose buried in her hair, her teeth nipping at his earlobes. She straddles him, sinks down on him, and his hands find their way to her hips, urging her on. They are quiet, years of barracks and too thin walls and prying ears. They are quick, his thumb on her as she rolls her hips. There is always an emergency on Babylon 5, and this fact lives in the back of their heads even now. They come, still quiet, hushed breaths and light kisses. She climbs off him, after, and dresses in the dark. It's harder with the new black uniforms, he thinks, but she doesn't have a problem. Her uniform wraps around her, its authority better than any armor. He still feels like he picked the wrong clothes out of the closet when he wears his. Before she leaves, she kisses him one more time, lips barely touching his. Whispers, "This too shall pass," and then, like a ghost, she is gone, leaving him to ponder her words.